I'm feeling good. I really am feeling good. I'm feeling like every cell in my body has had a workout, apart from the grey matter. I never know what that's doing. Sometimes it aches. I haven't had to do much thinking. In fact, I guess I've been able to switch off, and I think that's why I love manual labour. I guess it's something I've forgotten. I've had some pretty hard jobs in my massive work history, from labouring, of course. I used to work in a bacon factory, which was a nightmare, packing bacon. That was hard work. What was the hardest job? Potato picking's pretty hardcore, because you're bending over all day, and you, that was pretty rough. In France, I used to ramassage de prune, picking up plums, and that was an absolutely incredible job when I look back, spending all days in the field, hanging out with French people mostly, and then in the area that I was in France was called Condom. The town was actually called Condom. Myself and a friend, Richard Bailey, were, well, we wanted to drive to India in our camper van, and on the way through France, I said, let's go and send a postcard from Condom, and then I ended up living there for a period of time. The kind of owner of the valley, the chateau owner, Monsieur Padillon, said he really liked the English, which was unusual, I thought, for French people to really like the English. And he said, for as long as I stay in the valley and, you know, do some work for him, I could be the owner, stroke loosely, of the métairie, which I think means gatehouse, of his chateau. Very, very, very old building. And I remember working really, really hard in the daytime. I mean, phenomenally hard, begging for a bath, but I used to only have a shower, which I can't complain, in this place, which even when there wasn't work in the fields, if providing I slowly did it up, I could live there. But I would drink very good wine, a lot of pasta, a lot of baguettes, a lot of cheese, and I did a lot of reading. I think I read The Lord of the Rings back to front a couple of times while I was there, because I ran out of books. I just remember at the end of the day, though, being so satisfied with the simple things, so satisfied with a bottle of wine and some bread and pasta and a crackling fire. And I've just enjoyed the same thing, in a way, a crackling fire, while I just get rid of some vines and that I've pulled down off the house, and I've moved loads of slabs, and I've levelled an area of ground after moving about a ton of sand, and rake the sand out, and just mindless stuff to all intents and purposes. But I remembered I had beer in the fridge, and so as I was winding down, grabbing a beer and standing by the fire and just not really thinking anything, but wow, it feels really good. Very non-cerebral. I've actually still got a beer in my hand now. It's still cold out, which means the beer isn't going to warm up. And I'm walking the dog now. Last thing of the night, really, I need to do before completely vegging. I'll probably have a bath, because I'll probably smell of wood smoke. And I know there's twigs and crap in my pockets. I was up on the roof as well, doing some stuff that I've been meaning to do for ages. Clearing the gutters and fitting a kind of a bird shield on the very working chimney that's over the top of the wood open fire, and you don't want birds nesting down there whilst you're trying to keep a fire going. So there's something to be said, for sure, and I kind of find great comfort in the fact that I think I could quite happily turn off all devices. Stop blogging, stop tweeting, stop recording audio boos, stop taking photographs, stop documenting all the stuff that I feel like I might need to because my memory is so bad, and be completely and utterly present. I picture that environment to be a yurt, maybe, with a wood floor and a wood-burning stove in the middle, in an area of woodland on a mountain, somewhere near the coast, and me probably having to work for not much money to afford very simple pleasures. It's quite comforting to think you could be happy with all of that, especially as it fits in nicely with what I believe to be my secret of happiness, even though it's not a secret because I'm telling you now, and that is the secret of happiness lies not in the acquisition of more, but in developing the capacity to enjoy less. And by remembering this, there's definitely some comfort in the fact that we don't need all this stuff, do we? We don't really need to work our asses off. Just need to walk the dog occasionally. Come on. You ready to go back? I'm ready to go back. Finish my beer and head for home.